Today, January 6th, obviously, is the first Friday of the month, and so please see so many people here. Make sure you offer your Mass and Holy Communion in honor and a reparation of the Sacred Heart. The feast day today is the feast day of Blessed André Bessette, more known to us as Brother André, the great miracle worker of Montreal, the humble lay brother who, when he went to join the Congregation of the Holy Cross, he said later on that they showed him the door and he stayed there for 40 years. And that's what he did. Spent 40 years washing floors, cleaning windows, cleaning lamps, carrying firewood, and being the doorkeeper of the monastery there, the Congregation of the Holy Cross. He was born in 1845 near Montreal. He was the sixth of 10 children. His father was a carpenter. Perhaps that was the reason why he had such great devotion to St. Joseph, because his own father was a carpenter. His father was tragically killed when André was only 9 years of age. His father was killed in a lumbering accident. His mother died a few years later of tuberculosis. So when he was 12, he had lost both his parents, and so he went to live with an aunt and uncle. He always had poor health during his lifetime, even though, believe it or not, he wound up to live to be 91 years of age. Remember somebody, I guess, who was 100 years old was asked, well, would they do anything different? And the person says, well, if I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of my health. He lived to be 91, even though he was baptized. He was born somewhat premature. He had to be baptized at his birth by the midwife. During his life, he received very little formal schooling. He could just read just barely enough. He only had one book, and that was the Bible. He learned the faith by listening to homilies at church. He had this desire to give his life totally to God. He could never be a priest, he just felt he couldn't do the academic work that would be necessary. And so he just asked if he could be a simple, humble lay brother. And he was for 40 years. His three great devotions were devotion to St. Joseph, devotion to the Passion of Christ, and devotion to the Holy Eucharist. His great dream was to build a church in honor of St. Joseph on Mount Royal in Montreal. And so he started by building a little humble shack, a little tiny chapel, and then a larger church was built, and then eventually the magnificent church that you see today, St. Joseph's Oratory, which is 500 feet above street level in Montreal, the highest church in all of Montreal. After he had accomplished this, they asked him how he was able to do this, since he was a lot like Mother Teresa, very tiny, very simple, very humble. He said, God chose me because I am nothing. I'm the most ignorant one that God could have found. He says, if there was anybody more ignorant, God would have chosen him instead of me. His other great love was the Passion of Christ. He often meditated upon the crucifix. And he said that this was the supreme act of God's love for us. And he says, if we knew the value of suffering, we would not run away from it. We would even pray for it and ask for it. And that's something that really only the saints do, really, is to ask for suffering. It's a dangerous prayer, my friends. They say the one prayer that if you pray for humility, you'll be humiliated. And if you pray for suffering, your prayer will be answered. So it's a very dangerous prayer. But the saints, Padre Pio and others, did ask for suffering. And of course, they were made great saints because of it. And his third great love was the Eucharist, daily Holy Communion. He once wrote that if you only ate one meal a week, how could you survive? It's the same for your soul. He said, nourish it every day with the Blessed Sacrament. Thousands of people would come to him for advice and counsel. People would come to him to have them be blessed with the St. Joseph's oil, which was not the anointing of the sick, which is the sacramental oil, like holy water, blessed oil. So he would pray with them. He would anoint them with this oil. And literally, there were hundreds, even thousands of cures. Whenever somebody was cured, he always said, It's St. Joseph's fault. He is the one who worked the cure. It was St. Joseph's power, his intercession. He did have a quick temper. Oftentimes people would be treated by him. Sometimes he was a little impatient or cross or sharp. Sometimes people left in tears. And he would say, well, at least they see I'm nothing but a poor sinner, he would say. So he did this for 50 years. It took 50 years to complete the shrine to St. Joseph. He died at the age of 91, January 6, 1937. And somebody once asked him, how have you lived so long? And he replied, by eating as little as possible and by working as much as possible. That's an interesting philosophy of life. On his funeral day, 1 million people were able to attend this funeral, and for 7 days the lines went up the steps of St. Joseph's Oratory, 7 days nonstop to pray at his tomb. He's beatified by Pope John Paul II in 1982. So if you go to Montreal, one of your main stops should be the Oratory of St. Joseph. When you go in there, by the front doors, you'll see dozens of crutches that people left after they were miraculously cured through the intercession of St. Joseph. So make a pilgrimage. Make sure you go to Canada. Lots of beautiful Canadian shrines in Quebec. St. Anne de Beaupré, the mother of the Blessed Mother, her relics are there, and other beautiful shrines, but especially the shrine of St. Joseph in Montreal. So we say, Brother Andre, pray for us.